Welcome, South Florida, to The Business Counselor with your host, Ian Berkowitz, a former attorney advisor with the United States Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C. Ian has spent his professional career assisting businessmen and women start, expand, and grow their businesses to their full potential. He rolls up his sleeves and works directly with his clients to develop and implement short and long-term goals to ensure their success. Currently, Ian is a practicing business and real estate attorney in Boca Raton. The Business Counselor is dedicated to providing you with resources and information on all aspects of succeeding in your business. If you're starting, growing, expanding, or exploding your business, this is the program for you. And now, here's your Business Counselor, Ian Berkowitz.
Okay, welcome everyone. This is Ian Berkowitz. I am the Business Counselor. It is a wonderful Wednesday, and we are here every Wednesday from 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock talking about business. As my intro said, I am a real estate and business attorney. My practice is in Boca Raton, Florida. And I primarily deal with anything there is to know about business, what you need to know about business, how you need to know about business, growing, expanding, financing your business. I'm involved with acquiring businesses, buying businesses, selling businesses, financing, anything related to business. And the projects are great. As you probably know, for those of you that are part of the Business Counselor family, we deal with a lot of different issues. And certainly our job is always to get you to call and tell us your stories as far as buying and selling businesses, how and what challenges you have, all of those kinds of issues that you as a business person needs to deal with when you are thinking about buying a business or you're in business and you're looking to deal with circumstances that are related to business as far as being an employer, how to deal with employees, all of these kinds of issues that you've got going on in your life as an employee. And that's what we're here for. I started my career, as many of you may know, doing disaster work on Hurricane Andrew for the U.S. Small Business Administration. And through that, I obviously know a tremendous amount of disaster relief assistance programs, whether they're FEMA, whether they're SBA. And we have chosen today to focus on disaster relief. As you probably know, starting tomorrow is the inevitable hurricane season, and I know that I was out this weekend with my family trying to deal with the tax-free situation. I think we've got more water than probably we'll be able to survive through the hurricane season and then some, so I'm sure that everyone's stockpiled between batteries, between water, and between all of those necessities. I saw a ton of generators being sold over the course of the last few weeks, and we're all concerned about it. As many of you know, the government has a lot of assistance programs when it comes to that. We're going to talk about that today. I just want to certainly say hi, as many of you have noticed. My co-pilot, Mike Dubin, unfortunately, I can't say hi to him today. He is up in the Northeast enjoying a nice vacation with his family over the holiday. But I do want to, just in case he's listening on the web, to say hi to Mike and his family. And wish him the best, and certainly we look forward to seeing him next week. For those of you who want to call in, again, we are going to deal with some calls today, and I do really recommend and suggest that even if you're dealing with a situation from before, from last year, I mean, there's plenty of people out there, clients of mine that I know that, you know, have applied for all kinds of disaster relief and still to this day haven't gotten their dollars. Also insurance. I know plenty of people that are still dealing with insurance companies and trying to deal with the issues that they, the damage that was sustained last year, and they still don't have that remedy available. Insurance companies haven't paid yet. All of those circumstances have not happened. I do want to give out the phone numbers. If you're in Palm Beach County, dial 844-6167 in Palm Beach County, 844-6167. Or if you are outside in Palm Beach County, 1-800-889-0267. Again, 1-800-889-0267. I want to say hi to my posse up in Chicago who listens to me all the time, also up in the Northeast. We are live on the web as well at www.wbzt.com, and we are streaming live on the web. The real aspect when it comes to disaster relief is very simple. We have a business, many of us as business owners, but we also have a family life. And with our family life, you know, a lot of the times it's difficult for us to figure out how to really prepare for these kinds of situations, what we need to do, how we need to get organized, the information, how is it accessible to us, to other family members, to people who we need to know about our information. God forbid something happens. You know, where can we find out that information? Because being prepared is one of the major aspects of sort of, you know, dealing with hurricanes and disasters. We all need to be prepared about the things that may happen and how, in essence, are we organized so that we can have the information readily accessible if something does happen. And especially when it comes to SBA programs and FEMA programs, there's grants, there's loans. But they're going to ask you a multitude of questions regarding your stuff. What type of insurance do you have? What are your assets? What property do you have? Maybe even photographs as far as that stuff that was damaged. What did it look like when it was new, obviously, or before the storm? Those are the kinds of issues that we're all faced with. And that being the case, this show is specifically dedicated today to, number one, how to prepare and what to do. And we are extremely fortunate to have a guest today, Lisa Martin, who specifically, her company has developed, I think, the most essential and the best tool out there in dealing with that. We know we live in a technology age. We know we live in a technology world. You know, the goal is always to harness that technology to use to our benefit so that we know exactly where things are and how to get organized. I know that's always a challenge for me on a day-to-day basis, how to be organized, you know, and where things are and how, you know, and if, God forbid, something happens, where's the information? Where's the access to the information? And so Lisa was extremely, you know, is a dynamic person who has been able to, I guess, think about this idea and concept. And, you know, I always like to say in my practice, you know, as a business attorney and a practitioner, I deal with people who, on a regular basis, out of sometimes need, sometimes desire, but, you know, they find a need. They find something that's missing in the world, and they come up with an idea. And then that idea comes into practice by either a service or a product. And if you really look throughout history, as far as things being developed because of an action, whether it happened to you personally or you know people it happened to, some of our greatest products obviously come out of it, come out of those kinds of situations. So, you know, to all of you entrepreneurs out there, we're certainly dealing with the, you know, thinking that everything has been invented and there's nothing else that needs to be invented. Don't not think about it, because I know Lisa will probably tell you that, I don't know, 6 months ago or a year ago, she didn't think that there was, you know, something that needed to be invented. And over the course of the last year or so, maybe even longer, fortunately, she did identify it and work towards building it. And now she's fortunately making it into a business. So that's what today's show is about. Again, I want to give out the phone numbers, because for those of you that are still dealing with the issues of last season's hurricane issues, you still have SBA loans that haven't been totally closed. You still don't have insurance proceeds. All of that is available, and I am here to answer those questions regarding that. But we're going to start the first segment of the program today in talking about preparation. And for that, I'm going to introduce Lisa Martin. Lisa, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ian.
Hey, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. Well, I appreciate you being on the program today. You are a shining star, not only in a very short period of time, but you are spread all over the print. The articles are all over the place about you. And I think it's great, because it's a testament to you developing a product where really there is a public market for and a need for. And because of that, obviously, all of these newspapers want to make sure that everyone knows about it.
Absolutely. In fact, we're actually going to be on TV tonight on ABC.
There's
the 1-hour hurricane special at 8 o'clock. ABC in Palm Beach.
Wonderful.
8 o'clock, so we'll be on that also.
Channel 25, I guess, for those of you in the Palm Beach County area, ABC. We are, Lisa's company is going to be shown, and I'm assuming that they're going to be talking about your product?
Yes, the emergency file flash case.
Wonderful. Well, Lisa, let's do this. What I want to do is, you know, let's talk about the product in and of itself. And then, you know, as we're talking about it, I really want to also get to your creation of it so that people out there that, you know, are sitting home saying, you know, everything's been invented and there's nothing else for me to invent. And how can I turn something into something? Obviously, you're a perfect example of how that needs to be the case. And then, of course, you know, the usefulness of this product starting tomorrow, but really it's every day, but especially starting tomorrow with the hurricane season. Talk, you know, Emergency File is the name of the company. Tell us a little bit about the product, what it does, and why it's really, you know, it's needed for everyone.
Okay. Let me just tell you exactly what the product is.
Perfect.
It's called the Emergency File USB Flash Key. And it's a flash drive, and for those of you that aren't familiar with flash drives, it's a little mini computer storage device. It's about the size of a key, and you're able to store information on these flash drives. And what we did is we created software that's embedded onto this flash drive that helps families and individuals track their emergency information.
So in essence, it becomes it's something that is that people can take with them.
Yes.
And it really deals with, you know, having one comprehensive location where everyone can gain every access to really all of the information that they would need.
Exactly. And the flash drive actually has a keychain on it, and you can keep it with you and take it with you anywhere you go. And basically, you can walk up to any Windows computer, plug it in, and you then have access to your information so you can respond immediately to an emergency.
So let's talk about it, I guess, in its application or in an example. Give us an example of which maybe you or your family would have the need or the use, you know, of the device.
Okay. I mean, there's a ton, but I'm going to give the most practical one.
Perfect.
Your wallet's stolen or your credit cards are missing for some reason. People, you hear it all the time, I lost my credit card or my wallet was taken. Well, typically, if something's stolen out of your hands or out of your wallet, how do you know who to call, what the credit card number is, what's the phone number? In our software, we have a whole section on your financials, and there's a section on credit cards where you can keep an inventory of all your credit cards, what the numbers are, and the number to call if it's lost or stolen, so that if your credit card's stolen, you can react immediately and shut it down. And, you know, so nobody can gain access and start charging away on your card.
Now, there are some services, I understand, that at least on the credit card stuff can do that, and you pay, I guess, an annual fee, and you belong, and you can deal with that. But I guess it makes sense for you to have people to have your car, your key, because in essence, it's more than just the credit card information.
Yes. So another example would be someone has a death in the family, and you know, it's a very difficult situation to deal with. It's very emotional. How do you know, you know, what life insurance policies that person may have had? How do you know what properties they may have had? What bank accounts? How do you get it all together after the death? And that's another example of the, it's a family and individual organizational tool to help you pull it all together. So you're basically taking an inventory on your life so that you can respond to emergency situations that you can't predict when they're going to happen. But when they do happen, being prepared helps you respond better.
Now you're able, I guess, to, and it deals with financial information, it could deal with personal information,
yes.
It deals with, I guess, credit cards, you would put your credit card information in there. There's a space, as you said, for maybe
insurance.
Important phone numbers,
yep.
For contacting the credit cards, you said insurance information.
Yep.
If someone has maybe pictures or things that are valuable,
yes.
I mean, is there a mechanism for people to take? We're in a digital world. They could take digital photographs and then
yep.
even categorize.
Absolutely. There's different sections. You can take digital photos of all your family members so that you have a digital photo of each person, their front view, their profile view. And then we have different sections. In the insurance section, you can take digital photos of your car, all of your important possessions if you collect art, if you have expensive computer equipment, televisions, your furniture. You take inventory of everything and keep track of it. If you have an insurance policy, you can link it to the insurance policy. And even if you don't, if you have a homeowner's policy, take photos of everything on your property, and you can then categorize it, describe it, and have a digital copy of it. And that makes responding to the emergency that much faster. So, for example, last year when Hurricane Wilma hit, many people were scrambling around trying to get photos of what their house looked like before the hurricane. If you had this tool, you would already had an inventory of your home. you could have filed your insurance claim immediately, and you would have had all the photos that you needed, and you would have probably been the first one to get your money back.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one big thing in that I remember in dealing with, as a government employee doing disaster assistance. You know, when someone's house gets destroyed, you can't recreate things that have been damaged. And
absolutely.
So how do you prove it? How do you prove that you had, you know, a stereo system, or you had a flat panel TV,
right,
or you had that kind of stuff? If it's real massive destruction, let's just say it's a hurricane, it wipes a house out, that TV could be a mile away or a block away.
Right.
So this creates that inventory so that you really know exactly what you've got and can prove it.
Absolutely. And many times people have said to me, well, I take my digital camera, I mean my video camera, and I video my home. And I found that, you know, I thought that was a good way of going about it, but then when I actually contacted my insurance company, they said, absolutely don't do that. We need individual, like an inventory,
right,
digital photos, and describe each item, take a close-up photo of it, and that's what they need so they can you know, process your claim quicker as opposed to going through a video camera footage.
As far as, like you were talking about, life insurance policies, important,
yep,
documents, a deed, those kinds of things, does,
yep,
that get scanned into the system? Or, I mean, how does it actually become part of that within your software for that to happen?
Okay. In terms of life documents, like your wills, your trusts,
right,
and all that, there's a whole section on where are the original copies. And typically people keep those with attorneys. And, you know, there's a whole section on where is that so somebody can find it. Then there's a section on duplicate copies. Maybe you keep it in your safety deposit box or a safe in your home, and you can explain. You just type that out. But putting actual copies, which is what I've done on my flash drive, you scan it. You basically, you can either, if you have a scanner at home, you can scan it.
Right.
And then you basically, there's a whole section on attaching files. You just attach it.
Okay.
And if you don't have a scanner, just go to Kinko's. Walk,
right,
into any Kinko's, they'll scan the documents, put it on a CD for you. And then you can then inventory it and scan it into the software.
So you brought up another point, which I think is always, you know, an essential thing. I mean, we're in a, to a certain extent, there are a lot of families down here, but there's a lot of retirees.
Yes.
There may be people who have their parents down here,
yes,
and may not know what their parents have, or, you know, a lot of an older generation may keep things on their premises, on their location, but not really know. This is something that I guess children that are adults for older people could work with their adult or elderly parent to say, listen, what do you have? Let's put it in this system. Because I always think that that's an amazing thing. You know, there's a gentleman that I work with in my office who does a lot of wills and estate and probate work. And that's, I think, the number one issue for someone who does that.
Yeah.
When a parent dies or even a spouse dies and we don't really know where things are, this forces and at least creates a better situation, whether or not there's safety deposit boxes. Where are those important documents? Because most often you hear the horror stories of someone coming in, ransacking the place, not being able to find the stuff. But now for those people who, let's just say, are up in the north or the Midwest, their parents are down here, now they have the ability to really work with them in finding out where everything is.
Right. And what the software does is it helps, or it's a very overwhelming task. If you're going to sit down and try and inventory your life, think about it. There's so many aspects. The software categorizes it, or organizes it, and prompts you to put this information in. So it really makes it an easier task to go through.
In this situation, Lisa, and I know that I participated in some of those early focus groups that you dealt with.
Yes.
I mean, is this something that a young person and even someone elderly who may not be as familiar with computers and software, I mean, is this something that they can undertake, or do you really need to be a computer whiz?
Absolutely do not have to be a computer whiz.
Okay.
It's very simple and easy to use, and that's how we designed it, so that anybody can do it. We tested it with young consumers, older consumers, computer-challenged individuals. We tested it on everyone, and we believe that it's very simple to use. I mean, it's as easy as a plug-in. On the back of every computer is a USB port.
Yes.
Plug it in. You type in your password, and then it prompts you. And you click on the different categories and just start typing away or attaching.
Now, in the event that I know you mentioned it's a key.
Yes.
So what do people do, you know, if obviously a computer's at home, something happens to the computer, I mean, how do they safeguard always having the information available, or if they lose a key? I mean, does your company provide a service that would then assist them in dealing with that?
Yes, we do. It's the name of our. It's called the Complete Access Web Service.
Okay.
And the way it works is It's a backup service. When you plug your key into your computer, or any computer actually, you could back up all the data securely. It's all encrypted and password protected, and you could back it up on our servers, which are out of state, and then you can actually access your information worldwide. So for those travelers out there, if you don't want to take your keys with you or your flash drive with you, you can then access it via the web. Now, the advantage of having the web service is that you could synchronize multiple keys. Say a husband and wife each want one of their own.
Okay.
Or if you lost your key, you can then get a new key and then download the data back onto the key.
Okay.
If you do not subscribe to the web service and you lose your key, then you're out of luck.
All right. So really, the Complete Access web service is an insurance policy
yes.
and a backup, which everyone should have anyway.
Absolutely.
That's something that should definitely be done because, of course, we live in a technology age, but technology certainly is not perfect. Or if something happens, the key is damaged. You did mention the security feature.
Yes.
If someone gets your key, they wouldn't be able to really just open it up and get everything out.
Correct. There's actually two parts to the software. There's the public information,
okay.
which anybody can get into, and the private. When you plug the key in, the public information shows a photo of the individuals, the people in your family, whoever you loaded into the software, their medical conditions and history, and emergency contacts.
Okay.
And the reason we made that public is if there was some kind of emergency situation and you were panicking, you couldn't remember your password for some reason, you plug it in and you could get, in a medical crisis, you can get your information.
Well, or if obviously, let's just say you've got a parent, God forbid with a child, they're in a car accident.
Yes.
You know, someone could be unconscious.
You just plug it in and that information is public. Anybody can access it.
Okay.
All of your private info, such as your financials, your insurance, your life documents, all your personal information, that is all private, and it's encrypted using, it's called triple DES encryption standard, which the federal government recommends, and it's password protected.
Perfect.
So it's highly secure, and it would be extremely, extremely difficult for anybody to get into it.
I guess the next question is, Lisa, given that you do, this is a tremendous business, and I know the product is an unbelievable product. I've seen it, and there's no doubt that you were in a business that everyone, I think your scope of who your market is the whole world, because everyone should have something like this.
Absolutely.
I mean, tell us a little bit about how you got into it. Have you been in the security business forever? Is this something that, you've always thought about because you're another job? Or, I mean, how did you really develop this?
Actually, I think my background is strategic planning, which is long-term planning and marketing. And basically what that means is I used to help companies. I was a consultant and plan out 10 years out. What are the companies going to focus on? What are they going to do? So as you can tell, that makes me a very organized individual who thinks ahead.
Yes.
And I think basically I took that skill and applied it to my personal life. And I basically went into my office one day and I was disgusted with how unorganized I felt I was. I'm probably more organized than the average person, but I sat down and said, how do I get this all together? My life insurance, all my homeowner's insurance, all the different brokerage and banking accounts, my children, information. And I went on the web, tried searching for products, and there was nothing out there that even came close.
It's unbelievable that, I scratch my head. I mean, I see, as you know, as a business attorney, I see a lot of people walking in my door that have these ideas. And, people don't realize. Everyone thinks that everything's been invented, and
right.
It hasn't been.
Right. Exactly. Like, I found products out there for missing children and things like that, but
right.
Nothing for the whole family.
Right.
Something that I can use for my family as well as, your parents
right.
to organize them. And that's basically how it all started. So I sat down. I basically created it for myself, and I said, well, if I need this, and I consider myself a pretty organized individual,
uh-huh.
I am sure there are other people out there that can do this. And then I was thinking about with the digital technology, with all the hurricanes that we've been hit with, and Wilma actually went over my house, why not combine it with digital technology and make it portable? Because last year I actually had to leave town because we had no power, no food, and I had nothing, you had nothing with you.
Right.
So if I had my flash drive with my software, I have everything with me.
Well, you raise a point, and one of the things that I got, I know you said it's useful for the family for dealing with multiple things, and certainly even with children. I mean, unfortunately, we live in a today's day and
yeah.
age where having access and having a photo, recent photo and current photo of our children is necessary because of abductions and what have you.
Yep.
But even for this person who is single,
absolutely.
Who really doesn't have someone who would know all this stuff, so someone
correct.
Who's single who has a family in a different location, is down here in a different state, I'd see that as a person because someone needs to know where their stuff is.
Right, exactly.
So it really is a tremendous market. Lisa, I guess the last question is, you know, what's the cost and how do people find out about the product and how can they get one of these extremely necessary devices?
You could go on our website and order directly off of there, which is emergencyfile.com.
That's www.emergencyfile.com, all one word.
Yep.
Okay.
Or if they want to call, they can call area code 561-674-9471, and you can order it over the telephone if you're more comfortable with that.
Okay.
If you want to order an individual flash drive, which includes the software, it's $59.99.
Okay.
That's a one-time fee, and you own the software, and it's all yours. You basically work off of it, off of, you know, your flash drive.
And I know you mentioned the complete access. If someone wants that, then how do they do that?
The complete access service is $39.99 per year.
Okay.
We offer discounts for multiple-year purchases, and if you go to the website and click on order now, you'll get a full price list, and there's packages. So, for example, we have a family pack.
Yes.
Where you can get two keys, you can get a one-year subscription, and you can also get a binder, which has organizational tabs, because we have a print feature in the software that prints it all out and organizes it for you, and that's all $149.99 for that package.
It seems like it is extremely, I mean, you know, unless, you know, around the $50 mark to be able to be organized and have something like that is absolutely tremendous. I think it's an unbelievable idea. I think it's something that everyone really needs, especially tomorrow starts hurricane season. I hope, I mean, you know, statistically, I know that the 2006 report is out. They say that we're going to be dealing with a lot more activity than we did last year. Unfortunately, we're not in the best position to not have that kind of stuff. But that being the case, I think that it's a necessary thing. Are you guys prepared for the surge tomorrow when everyone realizes, and now that they've heard it on the radio program, to get it? You've got a lot of stock available?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know, just visit the website and you'll see everything.
Lisa, I will again, for those of you who want to really find out, on today's segment, are people going to be able to see the actual product itself?
Yes. They're going to actually, you know, I don't know what the exact, they took a lot of footage when they filmed it.
Great.
But they did show how it works, and then they give you a step-by-step walkthrough of how the software works and how easy it is.
Unbelievable. I know that you were featured in South Florida Business Journal magazine. Yep. There's a bunch of different places.
Yeah, Florida Trend magazine this month.
Wonderful. I mean, there's no doubt that there's tremendous things coming from you. I think that this is a great product. For those of you, again, it's www.emergencyfile.com. Get on the web. Look to see what it is. I mean, it's well laid out. It is very easy. I think it's great. And I certainly will be listening and watching tonight. 8 o'clock, you said, on the ABC affiliate.
Yes.
WPBF, I think, at 8 o'clock, talking about their hurricane preparedness. I wish you the best of luck, and
I thank you
for making this product. I know that as we do some more disaster relief stuff on this program, because that's certainly an area that I do a lot of stuff with given my background, I know I'm going to have you back on again, and certainly I look forward to tremendous success.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Lisa, thanks a bunch.
Take care.
Again, if anyone needs to contact Lisa, emergencyfile.com. It is a tremendous product, and I wish you all of the best.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
We are going to take a very short break. We will be back. I am going to then get into all of the resources that you need to know as far as where to get disaster relief. The one thing I want everyone to mention, or I need to mention to everyone, is that, you know, now's the time to deal with the preparedness. You need to know what the options are. And once you have the options available, you're going to know what's going to happen if certainly you need to use those options. So we will be right back after our break from our sponsors. Whether you want to improve your existing site or build a new site from the ground up, NetProfessions' service-oriented team has the tools you need for successful internet marketing. Their expert staff will provide you with the following services: domain name registrations, reliable web hosting, skilled web design, custom programming, database integration, encryption technology, and secure credit card transactions. One of the most reliable ways to increase your website's rankings in the search engines is through quality content updated regularly. NetProfession will be with you every step of the way to make sure your web presence explodes. If you are invisible on the web, have lackluster activity for your site, or need to begin your website development, you owe it to yourself to contact the professionals at NetProfession to be part of your power team. Call them at 954-961-3525 or visit them on the web at www.netprofession.com.
Do you need to sell your house right now? Sell your house today. Call toll-free at 1-888-827-0034. Don't waste a single minute. We buy houses anywhere, any condition, any reason. Call for a free consultation. 1-888-827-0034. We can make you a cash offer in 24 hours or less. Don't be a prisoner to your money pit. Do you feel trapped in a house you can't sell because of hurricane damage? Are you going through a divorce or job transfer? Maybe your family is having financial challenges. I can help you. Don't put it off another day. Call 1-888-827-0034. Tired of worrying about your mortgage? Having trouble selling a house no one wants to buy? Facing foreclosure? Get rid of that house today and put cash in your pocket right now. Call 1-888-827-0034. You're listening to The Business Counselor with your host, attorney Ian Berkowitz, on AM 1230 WBZT, The Talk Station, where we not just talk about your business, but take your business to new heights. Find out how you can get your business out of neutral and into high gear. And now, let's get back to your business counselor, Ian Berkowitz.
Okay, welcome everyone. It is Wednesday, a beautiful Wednesday here in sunny South Florida. We are in the Business Counselor Hour. Between 11 and 12, we are here every single Wednesday. For those of you who know me, I am a business and real estate attorney. My name is Ian Berkowitz. I have a practice in Boca Raton, and I have a tremendous amount of love and desire to assist business owners and entrepreneurs start, expand, grow, finance, buy, sell, anything related to businesses. That's what we talk about here. That's what we're all about, and I very much look forward to hearing about what you're doing in the world, how you're doing it, what needs and what assistance you may have. Because I could tell you this much, there are plenty of people out there that listen to this program, and I can tell you that your questions and the issues that you are facing is the same stuff that many other people are as well. So now's your opportunity. You know, I always get poked. I got friends of mine who say to me, you know, I know if I come to your office, you're going to charge me as an attorney a nice chunk of change. I got to take out a second mortgage to come and see you, which I'll tell everyone it's not the case. But nonetheless, that's what this radio program is about. I've been practicing for quite some time, and here's the form. If you want to call and you've got a legal question regarding business and any of those aspects of business and that kind of stuff, here's the form. Here it is. And I welcome your phone calls. If you do have a phone call, please call in Palm Beach County, 844-6167. Again, that's 844-6167. And outside of Palm Beach County, 1-800-889-0267, 1-800-889-0267. Today's segment, and we're probably going to be doing a bunch of segments on this, because as a business owner, we all have to deal with a business owner, and also as an owner of a home or even a renter, we're dealing with hurricanes down here. We're dealing with natural disasters. And earlier in the segment, we spoke to Lisa Martin, whose company Emergency File has this software that allows you to put all of the parts of your business coordinated on one software product, where you can put insurance information, financial information, photos, anything that is really part of your life, medical information, anything that's part of your life on this software, so that you can really know what there is to know in an emergency situation. God forbid you don't have your computer available. It's on this key. There's also a backup service. So all of that discussion is really about preparation. It's having one coordinated local place where you're prepared. You've got your stuff. You've got it available. I want to now turn to dealing with what happens after the disaster. When I started my practice, or when I started practicing as an attorney back in 92, I immediately got hired by the Small Business Administration doing disaster work on Hurricane Andrew. And when I did that disaster work, I can tell you that I saw tragedy. As some of you, you know, in our audience, if you were here in 92, especially if you were in South Florida, from Broward County, certainly Metro-Dade County, the disaster was real. It was destruction. It was, you know, up until obviously Katrina was the largest disaster that we ever had. And you really saw tragedy. I remember one of my first tasks, I was the first legal hire for the SBA. One of my first tasks was going up into a military helicopter and just assessing and going up down to Homestead and all of these other areas. And you just saw flattened homes, people who made a life and had now no home left. And that's what happens. I mean, some of you still, you know, I know when I fly backwards and forwards to the various places doing my seminars, I see rooftops now still coming into PBI or Fort Lauderdale International Airport. There's blue tarps still on roofs. There are plenty of people who still, you know, if you look in areas like Port St. Lucie, I mean, you know, just in Wilma's situation, disaster strikes, and many of you are forced to deal with circumstances, not only as a homeowner, maybe not as a homeowner, as a renter, or maybe as a business owner. And when you're dealing with those kinds of circumstances, what do? Well, you know, as you probably know, the government has an agency called FEMA, and then FEMA coordinates with other agencies, everything from Treasury Department, and a big department is SBA, which is who I worked for. They're there along with American Red Cross and a lot of these nonprofits to help people. And I'm not going to get into whether they do it good or not good, because that's not the gist of the program, but you need to know that there is assistance out there. The first thing I really want to mention to you is use the resources on the web. And the government has a resource called disasterhelp.gov, www.disasterhelp.gov. And that, in essence, is a portal, I would say, in dealing with how to deal with disasters, being a homeowner, whether you're a business owner, how to be prepared. It goes through the various different types of disasters. It gives you plans, how to be prepared in a family disaster situation, how to deal with your family, who the resources are for dealing with that kind of stuff. It's an extremely dynamic website, disasterhelp.gov, and I would recommend and suggest over the course of the nice weather that hopefully we'll have, at least in the beginning of the hurricane season, look at it and use the resources. As well, I always talk about the SBA website, www.sba.gov. SBA has a disaster assistance link, and it deals with anything that's related to disaster assistance. And you, as a homeowner or even as a renter, because you're eligible for assistance, and then, of course, business owners. Business owners are available for assistance as well. Go to those resources. FEMA as well has a website to deal with assistance dealing with FEMA. So you can deal with all of those kinds of things so you can find out what's available. And just as you need to deal with the resources now in preparing, like getting Lisa's emergency file key, you as well can deal with finding out what's available to you now so that when the time comes that something, God forbid, strikes and hits you, and then all of a sudden you've got to figure out how you're going to be applying for assistance. And even though many of you may have insurance out there, some of you may not have insurance out there. Government is here to help. There are programs available. Now's the time to learn about it. Now's the time to deal with it. Now's the time to have that information accessible to you. That being the case, let's talk a little bit about the types of programs that there are. And the first thing I really want to talk about is FEMA. As people understand, FEMA is primarily the coordinator of all of the activity. But FEMA has grants and assistance programs, and they are primarily for, well, not primarily, but they are really for everyone. The FEMA grants and assistance program is numerous. And I mean, it's everything from housing, obviously, to disaster loans, to community assistance, to crisis counseling. There are legal services available through FEMA, unemployment assistance programs, food and shelter programs. They have a mitigation assistance if in the event that, you know, your insurance doesn't cover all your losses. They have individual and household grant programs. I mean, there are numerous programs that FEMA has and the government has that you should take a look at. Now, are you going to be eligible for all of them? No. But there is a catalog of federal disaster assistance called the CFDA. And you can get this on FEMA website. Don't worry about it. But the catalog of CFDA goes through all of these programs, and a lot of them are grants. I know people love free money and how to get grants so that they don't have to repay it. Please take a look at that. And like I said, it's everything from even services, crisis counseling, legal services, technology, liability issues, food and shelter. Those are all of the types of grant programs that is available in order for you to deal with getting some immediate assistance. However, that being the case, there are limitations to FEMA's programs. And that's why the SBA has been given the responsibility for many years now to deal with the bulk of the financial assistance to businesses and homeowners and also renters. SBA has financial assistance programs, and they're basically they're good options because, in essence, although they're not grants, they're loans. They are for substantial amounts of money at a very low interest rate, sometimes 2%, 3%, and 4%, and they can go out for an unbelievable amount of years in order for really the payment to be an extremely low payment. Sometimes it can go out to 30 years. So even if you need $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $50,000 and you can go out 30 years at a very low interest rate, it gets you back to where you need to be. And that's the goal. Yes, we all have insurance, but the question is, how are you going to get your life back in check and deal with those issues as soon as possible? And the government provides these mechanisms. So yes, if you have insurance, great. If you don't have insurance, then this is definitely an option for you. But even if you do have insurance, you need to then know that sometimes the government can deal with getting you money, believe it or not, quicker than your insurance company. And I'll give you a perfect example. I'm the president of my homeowners association in my subdivision, and our association sustained a lot of damage, trees and what have you, landscaping issues. We are still waiting for settlement right now in dealing with those kinds of issues. It is a year. We're into the next season. God only knows if that this claim isn't at least closed soon, then who's going to know whether or not it was for last season or this season? What I can tell you is that that's why these programs are necessary, because even if you have insurance, you still need to put money in your pocket. You still need to get your business back up on the ground and opened. Those are the reality of the issues. And that being the case, you need to make sure that you know about these kinds of programs, because quite often, and I will say from experience when I was doing Andrew, quite often government is the one that's quicker. So let me tell you a little bit about what's available. For the SBA, for homeowners and renters, renters and homeowners can borrow up to $40,000 for just personal property. And that is meant to repair or replace clothing, furniture, cars, appliances, and what have you that's been destroyed or damaged from the disaster. Homeowners can apply also for real property loans, which are loans, obviously, to fix up your house. If something happened, if there was damage, tree felt on it, lines felt on it, something like that. Water, obviously, if in the event that it was a hurricane and you've got water damage, any damage. That number is up to $200,000 for the repair or the restoration of your home to its pre-disaster condition. And if in the event that you're dealing with structural improvements, it could be potentially up to 20% more, in essence, if you need to then deal with making your property a little bit stronger for the next or future disasters. Now, remember, this is for your primary residence. So if you're listening to this and you've got a vacation place on the beach and that happens, you may not be eligible. But if this is your primary residence, your family lives here, you know, that's the circumstance, up to $200,000. And then, of course, if you have damage inside, dealing with personal property or things that, you know, are valuables that your family had, up to $40,000. So an individual, a homeowner, has the ability to get about $240,000 to be able to deal with it. Now, all really needs to happen regarding any financial assistance for anyone is very simple. The president makes a declaration that an area is deemed to be a disaster area, and that disaster has been approved by the president. Once the president issues an order saying that such and such area is now considered to be a disaster zone, which is now available for disaster assistance and federal assistance, that's all that needs to be necessary. Once that's done, SBA, FEMA, and all of the agencies will then come in and coordinate, and then you have the ability to access any of these programs. So that's the first thing that, in essence, you need to know. I will also tell you that SBA's general time frame in dealing with applications is generally about a 21-day turnaround. Now, obviously, there are other dollars that you may have to deal with available, and FEMA does have those kinds of immediate issues. If there is an immediate need for food, clothing, shelter, those kinds of stuff, FEMA will be able to be accessible to you for that. But SBA loans, I mean, I will tell you that they say 21 days, but depending on what happens in the relief effort, and I could tell you as an ex-government employee, government learns from their mistakes, and whether or not you believe that tremendous mistakes were made in Katrina, I could tell you that things will be smoother and certainly better the next time. It was, you know, and that's always the case. I mean, you know, you learn from your mistakes, obviously, more than you do the successes that you have. But I know SBA and FEMA and all of the rest will be able to deal with that. So that everyone understands, for homeowners and renters, $40,000 for personal property, up to $200,000 for your home. Now, you may say, well, $200,000, that's not a ton of money. But in essence, remember, if you have insurance, which if you got a mortgage, you've got insurance. So this is going to be in addition to. Now, what happens and how does it work? It works like a normal loan. You're going to sign a mortgage. It's the same kind of circumstances, but the money will be there immediately for you. And then in essence, SBA will get repaid. Either it's good, will get repaid from your insurance proceeds, or obviously you deal with the loan for the long term, whether it's 30 years or 10 years or however long. That's something that you need to know about. Let's talk a little bit about businesses. We've got business owners out there, and they're thinking, you know, I mean, I know what happened after the last 2 years. There's a lot of my clients that are business owners that either get totally wiped out or closed for a temporary time period. And you need to know that there is money available. SBA has a few types of programs for businesses when it comes to disaster. One is obviously called physical disaster loans, and that is up to $1.5 million to either repair or replace real estate equipment, inventory, and fixtures. Same thing as on the personal or on the homeowner property side, it could be increased as much as 20% in order to protect against future disasters. So if you have to do another upgrade, and because of the upgrade, to protect it for the future, it costs a little bit more, you can get up to 20% more, which is in this case another $300,000. So that would be a $1.8 million loan. Okay. And in essence, that is available to you. And I think it's a great situation. As well, you close your business. You're now in a situation where you don't know exactly what you're going to do. You've got employee issues. There is what we call an EIDL loan, which is economic injury. And in essence, it's available to small businesses who suffer an economic injury because they had to close up their business, or their employees are not available, or because their doors are closed, they have income loss. And it deals with any financial obligations. If you have bills that you need to repay because, you know, obviously the bill collectors are still looking for them, their payment, although your income and your revenue is not coming in. So that in essence is available too. Economic injury disaster loans, up to $1.5 million as well. So between SBA, for you business owners, you need to know that there's up to $3 million for your physical location and for economic injury that you would sustain regarding a disaster that you've got. That's something that is extremely important. You need to know about that, and it is extremely important to make sure that you are aware of it. So if, let's just say, we have a problem and you are your business, your home, your revenue is totally kaput, so to speak, you then won't have those kinds of issues as far as scrambling how and what my insurance person is going to do, how fast I can get the money, what I can deal with, all of those kinds of aspects. You've got the information in front of you. Most often on the business loans, we're talking about 4%, and it could be up to 30 years as well. This also brings, obviously, and you should know about the physical disaster business loans, much like the home disaster. The goal of the program is to put your facility, your structure, all of that kind of stuff back into the pre-disaster condition. So I want you to know that there's a tremendous amount of information out there. For FEMA, you've got grants that will get you the immediate stuff that you need. for businesses and homeowners and renters. You've got the physical disaster assistance loans. You've got the economic injury loans. The main thing that's important for you to remember is you've got to have all of your information available. You've got to have your insurance information. You really should have an inventory. Take photographs of your home. Take photographs of your business so that it's easy to prove what the condition was beforehand, what was going on with it. I see that a lot. People now, they do. Get Lisa's emergency file key so that you can keep all of that business information available. Make sure to take stock and inventory of your assets so that you've got it available, and when the process starts and you know that you can apply for this government assistance, you're good to go and it's all available. I love talking about it. I know that the hours go very quickly on this program. I want to give you the number. If you want to reach me over the week until next Wednesday, reach me at ian@businesscounselor.com. If you want to reach me via telephone, call me at 561-982-7800. And I look forward to speaking to you. Please send me those emails, ian@businesscounselor.com. If you've got an email from Mike, because he will be back next week, please, mike@businesscounselor.com. I want to say a special thank you to Nadine and to Hannah, who's in the studio today, who have been able to listen to us right here live. And I also want to say a special welcome to Sydney Lebeckin and wish her the best because she's special. And I hope everything goes well. I will see you all next week on The Business Counselor. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Business Counselor with your host, Ian Berkowitz, a former attorney advisor with the United States Small Business Administration in Washington, D.C. Currently, Ian is a practicing business and real estate attorney in Boca Raton. The Business Counselor is dedicated to providing you with resources and information on all aspects of succeeding in your business. If you're starting, growing, expanding, or exploding your business, this is the program for you. If you weren't able to reach Ian today and would like to contact him during the week, please email ian@businesscounselor.com. Join Ian again next Wednesday after the 11 o'clock news for another hour of The Business Counselor on AM 1230 WBZT, The Talk Station.